Today, the cash con objection, last chance saloon. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, the Australian Treasury has a tiger by the tail now because their exposure draft of the proposals relating to the future use of cash appears to have misfired completely. To recap, I made a show the other day titled The Empire Strikes Back on the Future Use of Cash. Despite all the hype, the total value of Australian banknotes in circulation has continued to rise, reflecting a recent surge in cash usage with strong withdrawals and a record use of notes in issue, indicating that Australians are returning to cash. This, despite the banks still trying to claim everyone is now going digital. As I highlighted, the government appears to have caved to pressure about the future of cash, despite earlier statements they wanted to preserve access to cash. Earlier in the year, there was a consultation from Treasury about the proposals. Whilst there were more than 4,000 submissions, only 52 were released to the media and the public before they put out draft legislation, and my own submission has gone MIA. In the draft legislation, the cash mandate has been narrowed to just supermarkets and servos and only up to $500. So it does not apply to pharmacies, as previously promised, and does not apply to essentials. And it says supermarkets must have just one terminal accepting cash, and it doesn't apply to supermarket retailers that are a small business entity. Referring to the submissions received but not published, they claim a mandate for this watering down of supporting the use of cash, but clearly they're gaslighting us on the so-called mandate. The selective release of submissions underscores this. The government invited submissions on the exposure draft regulations up to the 31st of October 2025, but actually they initially closed submissions early afternoon on the 31st, which prompted massive public reaction, which then forced them to reopen for submissions, and interestingly, they also extended it by a further week to the 7th of November. Dale Webster over at the Regional tracked this in real time. This is a victory for people power. Despite the thought they're not serious in an endeavour and their so-called balanced approach is biased against cash and is closer to the finance sector than ordinary Australians, it is definitely worth making a submission. As proposed, the government's cash draft mandate regulations only applies to large supermarkets, large fuel retailers, and for transactions under $500. Worse, those retailers only have to provide one terminal that accepts cash payments. In other words, the cash mandate will not apply to 99% of our payments. Assistant Treasurer Dan Molino said in a release, the draft cash mandate regulations make sure those people who rely on cash can use it for essential purchases. No, they don't. This idea has been quietly dropped, along with the list of essentials like medicines and utility bills. And he also said that the draft regulations exempt small businesses with aggregate turnover under $10 million, but exempt small businesses from what, we ask? Small businesses don't have to accept cash under those draft regulations. And he also said that consumers have the option to pay their bills in cash at Australia Post through post bill pay on the current terms of this service. Currently, yes, but maybe not in the future. Australia Post is trying to close branches. And note that corporations, utilities, and councils aren't even mentioned in this cash mandate. So I think we need to simply underscore to the Treasury that we have their number by making a submission, perhaps covering the following points. First, it is essential that the cash mandate needs to apply to all physical retailers. After all, cash is legal tender, and in the event of a cyber attack or power outage, it is absolutely essential. Next, the current proposal leaves out medicines, housing, utility bills, and many other essential items that we need to live. The cash mandate needs to apply to all essentials at the very minimum, if not all transactions. Third, the $500 limit is way too low. There's plenty of essential bills that we pay that cost more than $500. My own surveys show households are using cash more to help manage their finances, and that regularly they include payments in excess of $500. Fourth, the current proposal is clearly designed to allow retailers to reject cash payments. Guess what? If retailers can claim that it's too hard to accept cash, banks will make sure it's hard and cash will disappear. And that also means that supermarkets need to have at least 50% of their terminals say ready to accept cash, not just a solitary terminal maybe out the back somewhere or where long queues could be created, diverting people to digital-only terminals. And finally, on the basis of national security and resilience, cash is essential. The number of cyber attacks and systems outages and natural disasters when power goes out illustrates the essential nature of cash. It also secures our individual freedoms, and cash transactions can't be tracked or digitally controlled. There is, of course, a dystopian future where all payments are digital, connected to a digital ID which is tracked, and which, if a future government were to decide, could be turned off, giving them eye-watering levels of control. So please take the time to drop in a submission. The link is below and it's very straightforward. If enough concerned citizens take this step, then we can still steer the outcome, which of course is democracy in action. Cash is king, and its availability and use must be preserved. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.